But taking the program beyond city limits to countywide curbside service also means educating the public. There are those who have access to curbside recycling and just don't do it. And then there are concerned citizens who take the time and trouble to recycle, but have questions about the finer points, such as whether to include bottle tops or milk cartons. Joe Suleiman, the director of New Hanover County's Environmental Management Department, offers this rule of thumb.
If it has the recycling logo or the stamp on it, that triangular three-bent arrow symbol, with a number in the center of that, it is recyclable. If it doesn't have that, there either isn't a market available to recycle that material, or it contains a combination of materials that's not economically feasible for them to break down and separate.
Part of the difficulty in issuing absolute guidelines exists because there are nearly half a dozen service providers in the region, and they all have different processing capabilities. But if in doubt, recycle it. Material is easier to remove from the stream at the recycle facility, says Suleiman, than once it gets to the landfill. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.